Stablecoin market at 318B now outranks the FX reserves of 95 nations. The total stablecoin market capitalization has reached $318 billion, a level that now sits above the official foreign exchange reserves of 95 sovereign nations, according to a CoinDesk report published May 26, 2026. The milestone reframes USDT, USDC, and their peers as something closer to a privately issued reserve asset class than a niche crypto product. For context, the rest of the crypto market is trading defensively on the same day. Bitcoin is at $76,760, down 0.6% over 24 hours, with Ether at $2,096, down 0.3% as of May 26, 2026. The fear and greed index sits at 39 in fear territory. Stablecoins are the one corner of the market that keeps adding rather than shedding balance. The 318B number puts issuers in central bank company foreign exchange reserves are how a country holds liquid claims on the rest of the world. They are typically dominated by U.S. treasuries, gold, and IMF positions, and they are watched closely because a country that runs them down loses the ability to defend its currency or pay external debt. CoinDesk's figure of $318 billion in circulating stablecoin supply is larger than the FX reserve war chests reported by 95 IMF member states. That covers most of frontier and emerging Europe, large parts of Latin America and Africa, and a long tail of small advanced economies. The countries that still sit above the stablecoin float are roughly the G20 plus the major Asian reserve holders, with China, Japan, Switzerland, Saudi Arabia, India, Russia, and Taiwan well clear at the top. Tether's USDT and Circle's USDC together account for the bulk of that supply. Both are backed largely by short-dated U.S. treasuries and cash equivalents, which means the marginal dollar of stablecoin issuance has been pulling in T-bills at the same time the U.S. Treasury is rolling huge front-end auctions. The dynamic is documented in Tether's 141B Treasury pile, which already makes the company a notable holder of U.S. sovereign debt in its own right. Sovereigns are starting to compete rather than ignore. The comparison to reserve currencies is not theoretical. Several governments have moved this quarter to either co-issue stablecoins or constrain foreign ones. The Tether Georgia partnership for a Lari-pegged stablecoin covered in Tether and Georgia Plan GEL Lari-backed stablecoin is an explicit attempt to project a private dollar-style settlement layer onto a national currency. The European Central Bank, by contrast, has spent the last week pushing back on proposals to widen euro stablecoin issuance, with policymakers describing the systemic risk as the reason. That sequence is covered in the ECB's rebuttal of the Bruegel plan. Both stances make sense once the float is sized against actual reserves. A $318 billion liability pool that sits outside the perimeter of any single regulator is hard for a central bank to ignore. Either the central bank absorbs it through licensing and supervision, or it cedes part of the cross-border settlement franchise to the issuer. U.S. regulators are catching up to the balance sheet. The size of the float also explains the pace of regulatory work in Washington. The FDIC's recent move to apply the Bank Secrecy Act to stablecoin issuers, summarized in FDIC Advances BSA Stablecoin AML Rule, is a direct response to the fact that issuers now hold reserve currency scale balance sheets without bank charters. The Clarity Act and the Genius Act, both still working through Congress, would write the legal status of payment stablecoins into U.S. statute and put issuers under federal prudential supervision. The same treasury that benefits from stablecoin demand for short-dated paper is also the one that wants visibility on who can mint and redeem the dollars sitting behind that paper. The takeaway for crypto card users and on-chain spend for users, the practical takeaway is that the asset funding most crypto card spend is now systemically large enough that regulators are designing rules specifically for it. A growing share of stablecoin spending volume on cards from Gnosis Pay, Tria, Redot Pay, and bridge-powered programs settles directly in USDC or USDT without ever touching the bank rails. That gives users 24/7 settlement and no FX lag between their wallet and the merchant acquirer. It also means that any future restriction on issuance, redemption, or regional access lands on the spending stack at the same time it lands on the trading stack.